Calvary. Bible thought. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. The scene of the crucifixion. Spikes driven by men energized by sin, callous and indifferent. Adam's sweat on their brows. They did our dirty work, dripping in the hot sun. Jews demanded this death. Greeks carried it out. And so all are guilty of crucifying the Son of God. Lord and Savior, languished limp, crowned head drooped, corpse of God. So barbaric to imagine this divine mortification, enough to cause an earthquake. And then there was the moment of poignant insignificance, a Jew from Galilee crucified, soon to be forgotten. Then the fury of a hell blazing hotter from the draft of a door kicked in, followed by the resurrection, remembered 2,000 years later. All of history reveals that surely he was the Christ. Now Jerusalem haunts every mind that tries to forget. The ugliness of the cross, a stumbling block to the mystical and a folly to the rationalistic. And Satan, the liar, angrily denounces what happened on Calvary as simply ancient lore. Dear Father, help me to take Christ's death on the cross seriously, to meditate on it deeply, and to never forget its importance. In Jesus' name, amen. Roger Chapman, Bowling Green, Ohio.